It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have Ashley Hardy. She is with Helpers First Fridays. We had a very successful one in May, and June is looking like it's going to be a party as well. It's Dragabilly, the Days of 49, right?
Yeah.
Ashley, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Let's talk about last month's, or really it's not last month, but the last First Friday.
Yeah, amazed.
I went down there. I was amazed how many people. It was great to see it. And, you know, what kind of a response did you get from everybody down in downtown?
Everybody was just happy to be out and about and to have First Fridays going on again. Like, it was just kind of this relief, and everybody was having a good time.
And a good time really was had by all. You had food vendors. You had the restaurants and helper. You had the dancers. You had up and down the street, and there were plenty of people out there, and it was just good to see.
It kind of,
you know, gives you hope.
Yep, it certainly does.
So moving forward into June, now we were talking off the air, you guys did this, we didn't have First Fridays last year.
No.
So the first year you tried this was in 2019.
Correct, yes.
So let's let the folks know what it's all about.
So there was this this event that occurred in Helper called the Days of 49, where men would dress as women and race beds down the street. There were a lot of other events that occurred, but it was basically a fundraiser as well. And we're kind of recreating that and doing it again.
So one thing you're going to have, and you had these back then, is the bed races.
Yes.
Now, how fun are these?
These are really fun. It's a good time. So, yeah, we can sign up. You can sign up on our website to race these.
And of course, it's going to take a team, right?
Yes, you have to have at least three people for safety reasons because of the way the wheels turn, but yes.
And is there anybody that's out there that can help people if they wanted to build beds?
Yes, I can help you, and I have someone who works in my who has stuff in my shop who has actually built these beds that could definitely help you. His name's Joel.
So you're going to have bed races. Mm-hmm. You're going to have another fun thing that's going to help kind of fund future First Fridays is you're bringing the jail back.
Yep, the jail's back, Kangaroo Jail. So you can have someone arrested by an officer and put in a fake jail, and you submit a donation, and that person in the jail has to either meet that donation to bail themselves out or stay the full time in the jail. And this was so funny in 2019. It was a hoot, so we're excited about it again.
And I guess a question would be, too, for the people that maybe get thrown in jail, are you allowed more than one phone call?
Yes, you get two and a half.
Two and a half. Huh? So what happens is they get thrown in jail, and then it's up to them to find a way to get out?
Yes, yes. And they have as many phone calls as they want, as long as they got their cell phone. And it's funny, in 2019, you could hear them, like, or see him like reaching out and trying to contact people they saw on the street to come bail him out. And it was a good time.
And once again, you were saying all the money that's raised from this is going to go right back into First Fridays.
Yeah, so this supports our beer gardens if we have those each month, or hiring bands if we're going to have live bands, and any other events that go on in previous months.
Okay.
Future months.
Right. So we're going to have bed races. We're going to have your business, Canvas Alchemy, is supporting a contest called Best in Drag.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes. So men and women are invited to dress in drag, and the winner with the most likes off Instagram and Facebook gets prizes, which are to be announced. So this is a fun one.
So men, you know, that dress that's been sitting in your closet for months, and you just, you're finally looking, you're going to have a reason to get it out, you know, slap that on, go down there, and maybe you can win a prize at Canvas Alchemy for that. You're going to have food trucks. You said the majority of the food vendors that were there last time will be back.
Yeah, all of them that were there last time are returning, and then we have, I think, two or three extra vendors coming as well.
Plus all the restaurants in downtown, and then you always have fun things for the kiddos, so let's talk about those.
Yes, so Helper Vibes is providing the bounce houses again in the Main Street Park, and then Three Little Llamas is doing a craft of building race cars as well.
So there's something for everyone down there at First Fridays. And when's this going to be, and when's it going to start?
So this is June 4th, and it is from 6 to 9 p.m., so next Friday.
Okay, and then you kind of gave me a little bit of a tease for July.
Yes, yes.
So can we let other people know
about
that?
Yes, I think that's fine. So Kenny Driggs and Becky Driggs will be sponsoring next month, and it's going to be 80s themed. So there's going to be a dress-up contest, an 80s hair band. It's going to be pretty fun.
Once again, You know you have something in your closet.
Yes, exactly.
That should not be there, right? So slap that on and go and do your best Don Johnson from Miami Vice and get ready to have some fun. Ashley, it is so much fun to go out, like I said, be down there on Main Street and see the people again.
Yes, it is.
And it kind of, you know, makes you think, okay, you know what? We're going to make it.
Yep.
We're going to make this one.
It gives us hope for sure.
So once again, it's Helpers First Fridays on June 4th coming up, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's all about the Days of 49 and the Dragabilly contests. So get down and have some fun that night. Ashley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.